Hey everybody, thank you for joining me on the first ever edition of Real Talk. So thank you. This is an extension of the really popular now, and I'm really pleased to say, Phenomenal Woman podcast series. The show is going from strength to strength. I'm in double duty interviews and I'm having great fun having conversations with phenomenal women who are achieving extraordinary things from across the globe. For me, it's been a very busy period and I'm really excited to share some developments with you. The first thing is I will be a regular contributor for forward40.com, a site that's really in synergy with what I'm striving to achieve with the Phenomenal Woman podcast, and that is to help you live your best life. I have some great interviews lined up and I want you to stay tuned to those coming forward. So they're really exciting. I'm really excited about them. But the one thing I have women asking me for is more information on how to handle situations like building confidence, staying motivated, being resilient. And with that, I'm introducing this new element, which, as I said, is Real Talk. And within that, each week I'll be sharing tips and hints on how to tackle various topics as requested by yourself to help you navigate your own success journey, or various things I've heard in the interviews I've done with the women during Phenomenal Woman. But if there are any topics you'd like me to cover, feel free to let me know either by commenting on any of the shows, emailing me at info@janicesutherland.com, or via social media. On Facebook, I am Janice Sutherland. On Instagram and Twitter, I am The Real Talkist. So the first week, I'm going to be tackling the challenge of increasing your confidence. And just a heads up, for those of you who'd like a little help in increasing your confidence, maybe you've got a big interview coming up, you want to tackle a particular conversation, or generally want to improve your overall confidence, I have the perfect antidote. Join my Confidence Booster Challenge starting the 14th of February. Yes, I know it's Valentine's Day, etc. But, you know, who's going to love you, sir? Who's going to love you more than you love yourself? So you can join the challenge again via my Facebook page, I am Janice Sutherland, and that will give you some tips and some fun challenges in how to boost your confidence. It'll be better than any box of chocolates or a bunch of flowers, I promised. So let's get down to business. Let's start talking about the challenge around confidence. Now, confidence has played a real factor, key factor, on how many of my interviewees have approached their life goals. And each have pretty much said that they've really had to work hard on their confidence and that it's pretty much always been a work in progress. They're not born confident. They've really had to work on it. However, when we lack confidence or self-doubt, it really stops us from pursuing what we really want to do, be that a new career, a promotion, relationship. So as I said, I thought the first episode of Real Talk, I'd focus on confidence as it's the month of love and we can focus on loving ourselves. The first step to realise is that you have confidence within you. Even if it's been hiding for a while, you just have to reinforce it. Deciding that you want to retain and focus on your self-confidence is the next one. For many of us who have lived with self-doubt or in challenging situations, believing that we're even capable of feeling at any level of confidence can usually seem quite difficult. And if you're feeling this way, find some quiet reflection time to help you see that somewhere inside of you, there's a confident thought or two. And that's all you need to get yourself to the next level. A little exercise I like to do is when I'm feeling when I lack confidence, is to think back to a time when I felt good about myself and my life. These are really confident memories and you will be reassured that we know that we've done it before. Once we've done it before, we can actually do it again. Reflecting on past successes and allowing ourselves to feel the positive emotions connect with that can also help in creating a greater ability to tap into our confidence. Because you just aren't wishing and hoping, you're seeing that you really have been and that you can be a more self-confident person. Confidence isn't about taking over the world. It's about enjoying your world as much as possible. It doesn't take much. You have to do it inside with your heart, your soul. So take a little time to look for it. I think you'll be more than pleased with what you find. So for a few confidence boosters there, for those of you who want some more help going forward. When things get out of control and you start to lose your confidence, there are a number of things you can do to regain it. There's a couple of quick tools. So the first thing is, maybe depending where you are, wash your hands and face, brush your teeth. It cools your body, it's relaxing, and it gives you that fresh start feeling. The second thing you can do is look at your past successes, such as diplomas or certificates of achievements. And if it's not framed on the wall, do it. Put it on the wall. These are reminders of your accomplishments. Taking in that your success is important to maintaining that confidence. Remember your last or greatest success, because we've had them. We definitely have had them. You just need to think about it, and think about it for about 60 seconds. Taking your success as often as possible will help you to reach another and another. Quite simply, remind you that because you've done it before, you can do it again. Get yourself a manicure, a facial, a pedicure, restyle your hair. It's another refresher. And in addition, when we know we're looking our best, we are naturally more confident. One of the biggest things, I think, is to know that you are the person that if you have children, your children love. A significant other or other loved ones think you are. Knowing that you're unconditionally loved can't help but make you feel good about yourself. Cook yourself a meal, treat yourself. And if you are by yourself, go for the process. Prepare that dinner, set the table, treat yourself to a great culinary experience. It'll uplift your spirits. And you're not a good cook, go out and buy yourself a great meal. But sharing it with someone you love and respect will make it even more nurturing. Look around you. This is a key one. Remember where you started, and know that everything that you see in front of you, that, you know, that new pair of shoes, the house, the car, the computer, the phone, etc., you created, you made that happen. We can all lose our feelings of self-worth, especially when something goes wrong. But the real truth is that if you've done it before, you can do it again. So just remember that. None of the tasks I've kind of talked about have to be uncomfortable, and they really won't take you much time. So finding ways to give yourself a little confidence booster when you're not feeling the top of your game is the trick that truly confident people use on a regular basis. And as I said at the top of the show, if you want some support in being able to increase your confidence, join the Confidence Booster Challenge starting the 14th of February. Remember, it's a month of love, and the best love is self-love. You can join that on my Facebook page. I am Janice Sutherland, to gain tips and fun challenges to help you increase your confidence. I really hope I see you there and really get to hear from you. So there you have it, short and sweet, the first episode of Real Talk, and we're talking about self-confidence. If there are any topics, as I said, that you really want to have covered off in the show, leave a comment in the show notes. Better yet, what I'd love you to do is to, first of all, subscribe to the show or rate and review on iTunes. This is the way I get to help other phenomenal women, or share the message with other phenomenal women out there. So I do hope you've enjoyed this first episode. As I said, I look forward to hearing your comments and your feedback on future shows. Enjoy.